pay close attention because I'm only going to say this once.
A radio station broadcast.
Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report is brought to you by Crest. Crest, the new Crest 3D white glamorous white toothpaste that shines to brighten in just one day. Visit blackamericaweb.com to enter to win a glamorous trip for two to the Essence Music Festival. Answer a poll question and you could win. No purchase necessary. Ends May 25th. See rules. From our Los Angeles studios, Kevin Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, and let's get right into it and talk about Halle Berry. You know, last week she had that little altercation with the paparazzi outside her daughter's school. Well, now she's apologizing. So let's hear the apology first from Halle.
You know, I hate that I lost my cool, but, you know, I'm human. That happens. When it comes to my daughter, I'm ferocious.
Okay, so why is Halle ferocious? Well, understand, she wants to move to France, where Olivier Martinez is waiting for her. She wants to get married. She wants to live with Nala. But Gabrielle Aubry, her baby's daddy, wants her to stay here because he wants his child around so he can spend time with his daughter. So now there are some that are saying that that little altercation with the paparazzi was part of her plan to try and get out of the country because she says, my daughter's unsafe. I need to move up the court date. I need to get out of this country. She's even said she wants to talk to Barack Obama to get tougher child laws. Now, in France, the paparazzi laws are much tougher. And all of this stems from in February when she was stalked for a week by a man who also stalked Madonna. It scared her and she's ready to go. She wants to get out of here. She doesn't feel safe. So maybe this move by her when she goes off on the paparazzi was a little bit of a plan so that she can rush this court date and get out of this country. Or at least that's what Gabrielle Aubry's crew believes, and they believe that she is trying to force her way to get out of the country.
Crazy. So like a fox, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Very interesting. The paparazzi are there at the school a lot, so I see what Gabrielle's talking about. But at the same time, Halle has been stalked, and so she feels very, very unsafe. It almost reminds me of Jacqueline Kennedy trying to get out of the U.S. after President Kennedy was shot, and she just said, you know what, get me somewhere where I'm going to be safe. Halle's like, France, much tougher paparazzi laws, get me out of here. All right.
You mean the paparazzi laws that killed Princess Diana?
Right. Well, after that, after Diana was killed, it was in France. They changed it. They're very, very strict rules by over the paparazzi. So it's a different situation. So that's why Halle wants to go ahead and get married. All right. Look, all along I've told y'all what the problem's been with Deion Sanders and Pilar. Last week, Deion stopped by The Insider to say hello, and he said what he said all along. You know what he said. Here you go. Listen up.
This is crazy. I know my mother's tired, the kids are tired, the community, the public, we're tired. But we have a prenuptial. We shouldn't even be here talking to you right now. We have a prenuptial that was signed in front of a judge.
I say it again, it's all about the prenup, and Pilar is upset about it. And you can understand why. Until they clear up that, until she can figure out a way to get more money, she's going to be unhappy.
And do you think that will ever happen, that they'll come to some sort of agreement so he can make this go away and get back
eventually
to his school?
Eventually, they're going to have to. Eventually, they're going to have to. Eventually, there's nothing she can do. And, you know, that's why he has temporary custody now, and that's why, you know what, she's going to have to take what she takes. And he's moved on. He's so happy with Tracy Edmonds. He left and went right to lunch with Tracy. They're getting ready to do a show, and that'll upset you when you see your husband happy with another woman. Because he's moved on. All right. Real quick, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming back for a new season. And I sat down with Kim and Khloe yesterday. And I had to ask, are we going to see Kanye in the show? And Kim said she's a little more guarded about this relationship. Listen up.
After falling in love in my last relationship and being so open and sharing myself so much when it didn't work out for me and following my heart, but then that might not have been what the media wanted for me. I would be a fool to really share so much of my new relationship.
Oh, would Kanye be a fool to share his celebrity for reality TV money?
And understand this, Kanye will appear on the show. It's already been Kim confirmed it. He will be there. So, you know, Kanye will be a part of this, just like Reggie was a part of this, just like Chris Humphries was a part of it. It is part of the job if you are dating Kim Kardashian. It's part of the job. And so Kanye will be on the show. Now, meanwhile, I was talking about Kim's, you know, photo shoot on Sunday that she did where she put on a wig and looked like her mother. And I said, hey, you did this photo shoot with your, you know, where you kind of paid homage to your mom. And Chloe looked at me, and this is part of the reason why Chloe's just so entertaining. She looked at me and she said, Kev, you can't blank our mom. And I said, what? She was like, yeah, you can't blank our mom. Meaning I can't have sex with their mom. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wasn't going there. But since you brought it up, I wasn't going there. But it's just part of the whole Khloe allure. That's Khloe Kardashian for you.
She and Lamar need to be on somebody's couch. Jeez Louise.
Well, she talked about the seat, you know, the sex swing they used during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just another day with the Kardashians. Mm. That's why it's always entertaining, y'all. Oh, they're keeping up, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin.
All right, Tom.
Woo. Monday through Friday, every day on The Insider. Kevin Frazier at the Entertainment Report, Tuesdays on the TJMS.